the important things in life on Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe with enableme.co.nz. Personal trainers for your financial future on Newstalk ZB.
Well, look at that. I was misdirected. I thought it was Hannah McQueen, but it wasn't Hannah McQueen. I found out that Hannah McQueen, in fact, is ill, which is unfortunate. She joins also Tanya, my producer, who is ill as well, who's got a terrible cough and lost her voice. It's been the nicest week of my life. So, because of that, oh, welcome into the studio, Megan Singleton. Hello, Megan.
Hi, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Now, Megan, of course, you know, is our travel correspondent, but in this segment today and this time of the year, you come to us as the founder of Random Acts of Kindness Day in New Zealand.
Yes, we forget travel for a little while and we talk about RAC Day. So it's been an amazing achievement. 10 years, I know. We sat in a room in 2005, myself and three friends, and we just thought, I wonder if we could start a national day in New Zealand where everyone would be kind on one day. Don't worry about September 2nd, just on September 1st.
Well, what actually, you know, motivated you into that? Had you heard about it overseas or...?
Well, it is an American concept. It had been going along in universities. People will remember the movie Pay It Forward. But it started when my mate Josh De Jong was actually sitting in some Auckland traffic watching some road rage. People outside of Auckland won't be surprised. And he just thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was one day on the New Zealand calendar where everybody was kind? Fancy letting people into traffic in Auckland on that day. So we got together and we just thought, why not start a national day? Do you think we could pull it off? So we looked at the calendar around charity days and we didn't, you know, we've just had Daffodil Day, SPCA Day, there's lots of stuff coming up, Father's Day. So we thought 1st of September is kind of cool. It's kind of the start of spring, the start of something new, coming out of the winter. Let's see if we could make this into a national day. And a decade ago, no one was even using that phrase in New Zealand, random acts of kindness. It was American. And now we're seeing marketing campaigns calling themselves random acts of cupcakes, random acts of Caltex. I mean, I've seen it all.
So how did you get it going then? I mean, you know, did you hit the press?
That's pretty much what we did. We just approached everybody and told them that this was the day. So we got great media traction that first year and we got some very cool things to give away, including flights and a cruise that we just randomly gave to a woman. And it turned out that she was actually nursing her mum through cancer treatment at the time. And so it just turned, it was incredible. And that became front page of different publications. And we've just sort of grown it, trying to just motivate individuals, businesses, churches, schools. And they've just grabbed it and run with it as they can. And we've just seen it grow without too much help.
It's 10 years old now. What is different now?
I think everyone's heard of it. You know, you could go into a room anywhere and say, has anyone heard of Random Acts of Kindness Day? And you'll get a good showing of hands if people say, yeah, I have. And so that's really satisfying. I've had businesses ring me in the last week to say, hey, we just realised it's your 10th year. What can we do to be a part of it? 2 Degrees is celebrating their birthday and they've said, hey, why don't we work it out with Random Acts of Kindness Day? So stand by for tomorrow because they've got some very cool things that we'll be sharing on our Facebook page and Twitter page and stuff about what they're doing as well. It's very cool.
So you've got a website?
Yes, rack.co.nz. R-A-K. Yeah.
Okay. And you got a Facebook page?
Yes, that's Rack Day NZ. And we've got a Twitter account, Rack Day. And on the website, people can download some free resources like little cards that say you've been racked. And so you can print those off, give them away with a cup of coffee, a cupcake, a flower, anything you like to a neighbour or... Yeah, I gave chocolates to my neighbour last year and took it over there. He doesn't speak English as a first language. Took it to him, like, left them with the card, so at least that explained what the day was about. He now mows our boom.
That's great. Now, to celebrate, of course, and thank you so much to Tourism New Caledonia and also in New Zealand and the Ramada Plaza in New Caledonia, in Noumea, because they've given us a trip to give away.
Absolutely.
And we have been asking for you to nominate people who have been completely kind and beautifully kind to you in your life through my Facebook page for the past 2 weeks. That competition closed an hour ago and I think we should phone somebody. I think we should phone somebody. So if you were part of that, make sure you got your phones on because here we go. Let's phone them. Oh, ringing.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Wendy speaking.
Hello, is that Wendy Perry?
It is.
My name is Andrew Dickens.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? And I'd like to introduce you to Megan Singleton, the inventor of Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Right, you have contacted us and you've told us all about Ross McCook.
I did. He's a wonderful man.
We have 2 pages of how wonderful he is. Can you tell us quickly, though, exactly what makes him so wonderful?
Well, the fact that he's probably unpaid, and he just dedicates 24 hours a day to these young children who are suicide, sort of potential suicide people. He's developed that mentoring thing that's just absolutely fantastic, but he's given up his business to do this, so he's really a great guy.
He worked for 20 years, and he gave it all away, and he set up his own charitable trust, and now he's doing so many different things. He's a tennis coach and a marriage celebrant as well.
Yes.
Why is he so committed and passionate about making a difference in our communities, and prepared to give these acts of kindness for free?
I think he was a troubled child when he was young, and he got out of it, and he wished he'd had a mentor like that himself. That's the reason he did it, yeah.
And I love it because we were talking to Jackie French earlier this morning, and we were talking all about dyslexia, and he is committed to helping teens with autism, with dyslexia as well, and dyspraxia and Asperger's as well. And he's also a SIFS caregiver. He takes kids into his own home.
Yes, he does. He does. He used to work with SIFS as well for this. So there's one more story that I will tell you. His best day of his life is when he took a child that never had had a troubled background, and he took them fishing, took them a barbecue, and they sat down and they said to them, to Ross, that that's the best day of their life they've ever had. And that's what he does for everyone every day.
Well, the reason we liked him so much is because he gave up his business, because he takes no money out of his charitable trust, and so all of this is because of his kindness. What do you think, Megan?
Oh, I've got goosebumps. I just think he sounds amazing.
All right,
and because you phoned me.
and how did you get to know him?
I got to know him through Bridget, who also put forward the nomination with me, and she became a mentor with him, and she told me all about it, and because I'm not capable myself of being a mentor, I try and help him raise money for him instead and back him up that way. But I met him through Bridget Windsor, yeah.
All right, now we need you to do a job. Now, Megan's got the details. This is what you have to do. You have to phone Ross McCook, and you have to tell him that he's got this.
Okay, he has just won the trip from New Caledonia Tourism and Air New Zealand to go out to New Caledonia, stay at the Ramada Plaza Noumea for 3 nights, 4 days to celebrate random acts of kindness. He sounds like the absolute perfect person to take that holiday.
Oh, that's fantastic. You've made me cry.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I've been dying for you guys to phone me. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Wendy Perry, thank you so much. Ross McCook is the big winner of our prize today. Now, tell me quickly, what's happening tomorrow?
So tomorrow actually is the 1st of September, Random Acts of Kindness Day. It's our 10th anniversary in New Zealand. There's tons of stuff happening all around the country, but I just encourage every Kiwi to just coordinate all your random acts of kindness that you do year round on one day and do something strange, crazy, fun. Buy a coffee for someone, pay for a bus fare, bake a cake, take it to work, and just really do something crazy on Random Acts of Kindness Day.
And speaking of which, I've got you this.
You have got me flowers. That's so cute.
There's a random act
no
of kindness.
No one racks the racker.
There we go.
Thanks, Andrew.
What's that down by your feet?
Well, you've got a cake that I've brought in.
You brought me a cake.
I brought you a cake, and on the top it says, "You've been racked."
And I have been for Random Acts of Kindness Day. Excellent. You've got flowers, I got a cake, and everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
And tomorrow,
and Ross will be even more happy.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Ross McCook. Thank you to Wendy Perry. A happy Random Acts of Kindness Day tomorrow. Of course, Megan invented the day. And thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.